Good afternoon, everybody. So someone asked me the following shaila last week, and I was somewhat surprised. He told me that he was in Manhattan for a night, and the next morning, weekday morning, he davened, or maybe it was Shabbos morning even, I don't know, he davened in a Syrian shul, and of course, they had Birchas Kohanim. So he's an Ashkenazi Kohen, but they were doing Birchas Kohanim, so when in Rome, he went and he got up and did Birchas Kohanim. Then he looked at his feet, and he looked at everybody else's feet, and he saw that all the other Kohanim were wearing shoes. Apparently, Syrian minhag is that they wear shoes during Birchas Kohanim. Problem is, the Gemara says you're not allowed to wear shoes during Birchas Kohanim. So the question is, what should he do in that situation? Should he wear his shoes during the Birchas Kohanim? So it's kedai to go back. A similar shaila, by the way, Rabbi Jachter had during COVID, when one of the outdoor minyanim, Rabbi Jachter said that there was someone that it was 50 degrees outside, the grass was wet, and it was an outdoor minyan. So one of the Kohanim said, I'm going to wear shoes, I'm going to get sick. If I don't wear shoes, I'm going to get sick. My socks are going to get soaking wet from the grass. It's cold outside. So am I allowed to wear shoes during Birchas Kohanim? So the Gemara tells us as follows, Maseches Sota on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Li'olam Te Emas Tzibur Alecha, that a person, even if he's a very chash of a person, should always have a certain ema of the community. Sharei, and the Gemara says, and I'll prove it to you, and there are three proofs. Number one, Kohanim Pneim Klapei Am, Bachoreim Klapei Ashchina, that the Kohanim turn their backs on the Shechina, so to speak, and they face the Am when they do Birchas Kohanim. So even though they're turning their backs on the Shechina, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mevater, and he allows them to do that, to demonstrate the Emas Tzibur. The Maral Miprag points out that does not mean that they have greater Emas Tzibur than Emas Ashchina, it's just that the Shechina is not visible, so it's not as obvious that they're turning the backs on the Shechina. If they were turning the backs on the Tzibur, that would be more obvious. A second possibility of how I know Emas Tzibur, Rav Nachman Amar, that the Makar for the idea is Mehacha, O Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perchav Ches, Vayakam David HaMelech Al Ragla Vayomer, Shim'uni Achai V'Ami. He refers to Klal Yisrael as both Achai and Ami. Achai is a lashon of friendship, of being equals. Ami is a lashon of those who are his subjects, as he is the melech. So ask the Gemara, im achai lama ami, v'im ami lama achai. Which is it? Are they his equals or are they his subjects? Amar Ablazar, Amar Lehem, David Yisrael. David HaMelech was telling Klal Yisrael, im atem shomenli, if you do what I say you should do, in terms of being Ovid Hashem, and donating toward the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, achai atem, then we are equals. V'im lav, but if you do not listen to me, and you do not engage in Avodas Hashem, then Ami Atem, then I'm going to show you who's boss. I'm going to exert the full authority and power of my office. But you see from there that he was willing to refer to them as Achai, as long as they behave. So you see a sense of Emas Tzibur. But then the third, and this is the one that's relevant to us, Rabbanan Amri. You know what the source is that you need to have Emas Tzibur? Mehacha. The Braisa tells us, Te'ena Kohanim Rashon Nalus Besantaleyan Leduch, that the Kohanim are not allowed to wear their shoes when they go up to the Duchan to do Birchas Kohanim. V'zehu achas miteisha takonos shehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this is one of the nine takonos that are enumerated in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakein. My time, why was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai misakein not to wear shoes when you do Birchas Kohanim? Lav mishum kavod tzibur. Isn't it because of the kavod tzibur that the Kohen is going to, the Rishonim explain, the Kohen is going to lift up his hands at the time of when he's saying the bracha, because it needs nesius kapayim, the lifting of the hands, and if they're wearing like these long flowing robes, his robe is going to elevate a little bit, and to the point that the hem, the trim on the bottom of the beged is going to be elevated above the shoe level, and now everyone's going to see his shoes, and they're going to realize that his shoes are filthy because he walks in the mud and the dirt outside, so everyone's going to see the dirt on his shoes, and it's going to be embarrassing. So the kohen should be makbid on the emas hatzibur, not to let people see his dirty shoes, so remove your shoes before you go up to the Duchan. That must be the reason for the Takanos Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because that people shouldn't see his dirty shoes. So says Gemara, nah, Amar Rav Ashi lo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did make such a Takanah, you're not allowed to wear shoes when you Duchan, but not because they're dirty, rather, Hasam Shemen Nifsiko lo Ritzua Besandalo. The concern is that maybe one of the straps on his shoes will come off, will snap, and he'll be embarrassed to go up to the Dukhan because everyone's going to see his shoes are in disrepair. Vahadar azul lemikterei, so he's going to go back to his makom and shul to retie his shoes. Va'amri, and everyone who sees that he's not up on the Dukhan with the other Kohanim are going to say, ben grusha ben chalutzuhu, that he must be a apostle, that he must not be a Kohen. And that's the reason that a Kohen has to wear shoes when he goes up to the Dukhan. So in the end of the day, the Gemara says two possible reasons why a Kohen needs to wear shoes. It is a Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, but two possible reasons. Either the reason is because of Kavanat Tzibur, that people shouldn't see his dirty shoes, or that lest a strap come loose or break on the shoe, and then people will think that he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza when he goes to fix it. So, says the Yafal Alev in Sim Kuf Chav Ches Os Chav Tes, that maybe, according to both reasons, there's a way out of this. There's a way that one may wear shoes, and that is, if a Kohen doesn't go up on the Dukhan, let's say there is no elevated platform, it's just on ground level. So Rav Avadya Yosef points out in Chuvisi Chavadas and Chelik Beis, Simin Yud Gimel, that there are many Svardi poskim who hold that maybe that's not a problem then to wear shoes if you're on ground level. The Yafa Lelev, and also the Chuvis Vayikra Yoshua, and also the Chuvis Ta'aluma Slave, and Yeza, and the Chuvis Yam Hagadol. Rav Avadya Kedarko quotes all these Svardish poskim that say that maybe if you're not on an elevated platform, there wouldn't be a problem, because A, if, as far as dirty shoes, no one's going to see them, because you're only on ground level, so no one has a good view of it. And as far as a broken strap, that you're afraid to be, that the guy's going to be embarrassed, everyone's going to notice his broken strap, he's going to go back to his seat, no one's going to notice it. He knows that not to be embarrassed about it, because he's down on ground level. So there are two problems Rav Avadya raises with this kula. Number one, in the Tshuva Space Yehuda, he points out that the Kohanim are not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim unless they're on the Dukhan, that you must be on an elevated platform in order to do Birchas Kohanim. So Rav Avadya says that doesn't bother him so much, because there's a Tshuvas Radvaz in Chelek Aleph in Reish Lamed Zayin, where the Radvaz says, not true, you don't need to be on a Dukhan in order to do Birchas Kohanim, you're allowed to do Birchas Kohanim even on ground level, and that's how we paskin like that Radvaz. Rav Chaim Palagi in Tshuvas Chakelev in Or Chaim Simendalit paskins like the Radvaz. So he says that challenge doesn't bother me so much. But then there's another challenge, and that is the Kafach in Kuf Chav Ches Os Kuf Chav, where he says it's a low plug that you're not allowed to wear shoes when you do Birchas Kohanim. You're going to tell me none of the reasons apply when you're not on the Dukhan? Okay, no, I don't care if none of the reasons apply. This is a low plug, and we apply a low plug, so you're not allowed to wear shoes. This is the Takanos Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that you're not allowed to wear shoes. Rav Avadya says, I don't know, the Gemara said that the language of the Takana, if you looked at the way the Gemara said it, was that Eina Konam Rashon Lalus Besandalein La Dukhan. That makes it sound like only when you're on the platform, but not when you're just on ground level. So maybe there's makom to be mekil. La halacha, Rav Avadya thinks we should certainly be makbid not to wear shoes, but you don't, if there's a community, like let's say a Syrian community, where they do wear shoes, you don't have to make a big macha'a about it. But he thinks that the proper thing to do is dafka not to wear shoes. Now, there may be nafkaminas between the two reasons of the Gemara. That was all the all of that entire discussion of not being on a Dukhan was something that applies for both reasons of the Gemara. But there may be nafkaminas between the two reasons of the Gemara. One nafkamina is, what if you have shoes that have no laces? So the Beis Yosef says, yeah, it's still a low plug. Even with slip-on shoes, it's a low plug. There's a discussion in Poskim about Batei Shukayim, which is like some sort of stirrup or sock kind of thing that they would wear on their feet, which was not a shoe. So the Rav Yah says, it should be mutter, and the Beis Yosef explains, because there's no ritsua on it. So the Beis Yosef isn't sure if the Rav Yah meant this, even if it's made out of leather. In Shulchan Aruch it says that mutter lalos leduchan bebatei shukayim, that you're allowed to wear these things when you go duchan, and it sounds like even if they are made of leather, but the Rama quotes yesh machmirin. If there are laces, but it's not leather, let's say you're wearing sneakers, so the Aruch HaShulchan said definitely not, because the second reason the Gemara gave was that the lace might become, might snap, so anything with laces could be a problem. So the Aruch HaShulchan says definitely not in such cases. But, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if there are no laces, and it's not made out of leather, you have like a slip-on sneaker, then it should be mutter. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, you still have to be worried about the first reason of the Gemara. If it's shoes that you wear outside and it's going to be dirty and everyone's going to see that it's dirty, so I don't care that it's a slip-on and that there are no laces. it's still going to be problematic. The only thing that would be mutter is if you can't go barefoot. The Mishmur says it's not respectful to go barefoot, mamish, with nothing on your feet. So either socks or some sort of slipper that you don't walk outside with. If you have a lace-free, leather-free slipper that you don't walk outside with, that would be mutter. Rabbi Konigsberg just told me that in some shuls, they give out slippers for the kohanim, embroiderers. Okay, they give out slippers for the kohanim to duchen. So that makes sense. That fits all that checks all the boxes. Another nafkamina might be between the two reasons of the Gemara is where to leave the shoes. In the Shiari Knesset Gedolah, he's quoted by the Pri Chadash as saying not to leave the shoes up by the duchen, because if part of the concern is that when you lift your hands, everyone's going to see your dirty shoes. So to just leave your dirty shoes up there on the platform is the same problem. Everyone's going to see the dirty shoes. So better to hide them under the table or something. Sometimes even if you don't, the children in shul will go and hide them for you. But, you know, to hide them somewhere where they're not going to be so obvious, they're not going to be so visible to everybody. So in the end of the day, Rabbi Jachter thought in his case that there was makom to be mekel. He said the Kohen ended up being machmer anyway, but he thought there was makom to be mekel because it wasn't on the duchen. But in our case, in this case where the guy went to the Syrian shul, I don't know what the Syrian minhag is based on, nor have I confirmed that the Syrian minhag is necessarily to wear regular laced leather shoes on a duchan. But if that's the minhag, it's a very, very difficult minhag to explain. I tried asking around some of my Sephardi friends. Someone said they asked a Syrian rabbi, and the Syrian rabbi said, no, it's just because feet smell, and it's disrespectful to have smelly feet. That's hard to imagine that's the reason. I'm hoping that I'll get some emails with people, some armakumbos, of what the Syrian minhag is based on, because a chaps a big nafkamina, whether it's a valid minhag or not. Meaning, if it's an invalid minhag, there's no losis kod to do. You don't have to conform to an invalid minhag. So just because they're doing it doesn't mean you have to do it. But if it's a valid minhag, so then it's probably losis kod to do. Then the fellow should probably conform. But I was thinking, man of shechi doesn't have to conform. Because what's the whole basis for a kula to wear shoes? You're going to say that you're not worried about either of the concerns of the Gemara. You're not worried that anybody's seeing what you're doing for whatever reason. If you're not worried that anybody's seeing, then it's not going to be losis kod to do either. Then it's considered something that's done in private. So probably the guy should take his shoes off, and that's what he did. He said intuitively he duchened, but he took his shoes off. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Sure.